listen and listen good.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure whatever they vaccinated them against, it wasn't enough.
It's the Cooper and Anthony Show.
I want to tell you about my day.
I can't wait.
I had one of those like real New York days that I haven't had in a really long time. So I have this new friend that I met when I was doing background work a while ago. Like I did that one day of background work. But, it worked out because I got paid and I made a friend. Mm-hmm. So, fantastic. So and the friend lives in my neighborhood, which is why it's exciting, because if he's not doing anything one day and I'm not doing anything one day, we just like go to lunch, get coffee. We don't even make a plan. So I, I have the dog with me, and he said, there's a cafe in the East Village that you're allowed to bring your dog. Mm-hmm. I was like, well, yeah, outdoors, you can bring your dog anywhere. He's like, no, indoors. It's an indoor dog cafe. What? Like, I didn't even know this existed, which is crazy because I'm dog girl. Mm-hmm. So you go in and it's a double door. So I don't know if you know, but like in New York City, whenever there's any kind of dog run of any kind, they always have a double fence, because that way if your dog gets out of a fence, it's not going to go run into traffic. There's a second fence.
Got it.
Yeah. So they do this at this restaurant where it's a double door. So that way if a dog gets out one door, it can't get out the other door.
Mm-hmm. Like a foyer,
exactly. And right. One door opens out and the other opens in. So there's no way a dog can get out is the idea. And it's pretty cool. So what's really interesting is people just walk in and they take their dog off leash and let their dog just run around the restaurant.
That can't be good.
Well, it actually is pretty cool. And they don't serve, it's not like a high-end restaurant where like the waiter comes over. It's like, they serve like avocado toast and croissants and just simple food. And it's mostly a coffee shop more than anything else. Mm-hmm. So what was funny is, so I'm sitting there with my friend Steve, and like we're just sitting having a conversation. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, a pug jumps up on the table. So now like we're talking and there's a pug there. Like somebody's pug just like jumped up on the table. And then we're like, hello, pug, we're eating, goodbye. And then, again, we're sitting and talking, and, our dog just stayed under the table with us the whole time because we have a well-behaved dog. Sitting there talking, and suddenly, out of nowhere, a poodle in a sweater just jumps on Steve's lap, So it's kind of cool. It's kind of interesting. So we're sitting there, and we're chatting, and I'm telling him about, like, some work stuff that's going on, and these two girls come over, and they sit next to us, and they both pull up their laptops and they're hanging out and they're chatting and we're chatting. And our dog walks over to this table of these two girls and like puts her head in the lap of one of the girls. And she's like, oh my God, she's so sweet. I'm like, that's Marigold. She's really nice. She's a very nice lady. So we start talking about dogs. She's like, I just got a puppy, and starts showing me pictures. Well, that leads to another conversation, which leads to another conversation. And suddenly we like push the tables together, and the four of us, the two girls, one's 22, one's 23. We start having this whole conversation about like they went to Penn State together and they're best friends. And one of them is working in the city and the other's in law school in Connecticut. And we're just fully on chatting. And I was really interested because I don't really hang out with 22 and 23-year-olds anymore. Like, my youngest friends just turned 30. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? So I know what 30-year-olds are thinking. I know what, like, the younger millennials and the older millennials are thinking. And I have a lot of friends that are Gen X. But I don't really know what, because they're kind of Gen Z, right? They're not millennials at 22. They're like, older Gen Z at this point.
Mm-hmm.
So one of them goes, I can't stand cancel culture, and starts talking about like why she hates it. She said that it's misfocused. She said, she's like, cancel culture sucks because people are focused on the wrong thing. It's like, oh, you're so mad that this one person did this one thing, so you're not going to watch their show anymore. Like, put that energy into bettering the world or bettering yourself. And I was like, whoa, Gen Z, like, happy to hear it. And then the other girl was talking about how she does not associate with people that are Trump supporters. She has family members that support Trump, and she is like excommunicated them because she's like, I'm not even very political. I just feel like, why would you preface your politics on hate? And I was like, wow, that's interesting. So, and they were just they were really smart. Let me just say, like, Steve and I were like having trouble keeping up because, you know, they went to Penn State and we're like two idiots who went to state schools. But it was just, it was really interesting listening to them. And so it was really funny. So we have this really intense conversation about like the world and empathy and the politics and the news. And then out of nowhere, somebody goes, oh my God, I really hate the new Sex and the City. Have you seen? And just like that. I'm like, it's the worst. So we start bonding over that. And then I, of course, say, oh, well, the best show out there right now is Sex Life. And they go, of College Girls. Yes, that is the best show. I'm so glad you brought it up. So now we're bonding over how much we love Mindy Kaling and the Sex Life of College Girls. And one of them goes, this is the weirdest conversation. Because we started out with politics and the world and we ended with television. Like, we should have started with television and morphed into something more serious, but like we went right for the serious topics first. And but it was like we spent like I met my friend at like maybe I don't know, it was like noon. I look at my watch, it's 2:30. We're still sitting there with these girls.
I don't like none of this because we're in a pandemic. And you're sitting at a table, pushing tables together with people in a restaurant.
Well, the thing about New York restaurants is you have to show your vaccination card. So all four of us are vaccinated. Steve and I have both had COVID recently. So we have that super immunity, at least for another couple of weeks, you know. And a lot of people actually had masks on, like the people that were sitting alone all had masks on, which was so weird because they were like drinking coffee and eating, but mostly they were on their computers. So these girls didn't have masks on and we didn't have masks on. And the four of us were just chatting away like old friends.
Yeah. So I don't like, I don't think the world is at that point yet. So I'm afraid for you.
But I had COVID just like a couple weeks ago.
I think you're going to get it. I think people can get it a week afterwards. I mean, 800,000 people yesterday came down with COVID. You know how many the day before? 800,000. Day before that, 800,000.
Right. Okay. I have two
every single day.
I understand. I have two things to say. Three things to say about it. Okay. Here's the first thing that you need to know. The other studies that came out today about this particular COVID is that it's not killing people. We've discussed this because it's upper respiratory. It's annoying. It's in your nose. If you're vaccinated,
people are still dying.
Because they're not vaccinated.
People are still dying. Right. I know
but
that.
But these girls are vaccinated. They actually had their vaccination cards because we were talking about how cute they shrunk them down so that they can fit in their wallets and whatever. So they're vaccinated. We're vaccinated.
I'm just telling you, I don't like none of it.
But if I didn't just have COVID, like literally a couple of weeks ago, I would never have even been there because I wouldn't have taken the risk. But for now, they say at least a minimum 2 months, could be more, but they know at least 2 months. If you're triple vaxxed like I am and you recently had COVID, you have 2 months of free play, 2 months of recess.
Okay. Yeah, I don't believe anything about COVID at all because I don't think people know. I don't think doctors know. I think they're just throwing shit up against the wall and waiting for the next strain. And I don't like how many people are coming down with it. I'm afraid to go anywhere. So that's why I bring that up. And to push tables together and sit there and talk to two people, you have no idea who they are. If they crawled out from under a gutter and walked in there, you have no idea.
I do know. One of them is from Long Island, so we bonded over that immediately. But that's true. She was super cool.
That's a better reason to wear a mask.
No. These girls were super cool. No, here's the thing. Again, you're not allowed into a New York restaurant or food serving facility, even a coffee shop, unless you have to show a vaccination. You have to show proof that you've been vaccinated. And they look at your ID with it, too, to make sure you're not using somebody else's vaccination card. They look at you, they look at your ID, they look at the vaccination. So I know these girls have been vaccinated. They know we've been vaccinated. All four of us have all been vaccinated.
And 800,000 people said the same thing yesterday and today. So that's all I say. I just don't like none of it.
I know. But, okay.
I think we should all be in a bubble, and that's.
If I didn't have COVID like a couple of weeks ago, I'd agree with you. Mm-hmm. But I just had COVID. I just had it. I'm not going to get it. I'm not going to get it again. I'm not going to get this strain again. I mean, I could potentially get whatever the next strain is, but that hasn't.
Or you could get Delta that's still hanging around. Or you can get the original COVID that's still hanging around. You don't know. So to sit down and chat with people I don't know, I don't even want to chat with people. I don't even want to chat with my kids. And I know them. And you know what? They're not from Long Island. And I still don't want to push my table next to my kid's table.
I didn't feel like I was taking a risk today. But now that you say that I could potentially get Delta or some other, you know, the original COVID.
Yeah, that's still hanging around. Or you could get, the flu. You could get. There's so many different things out there, and right now it's scary to go anywhere. So I didn't even like going to a store today to buy stuff. I finally got K95 masks, and I'm wearing those. I just don't like going anywhere.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Yesterday I had a meeting in New Jersey, and in New Jersey, you don't have to show vaccination to go into a restaurant. You can just walk in. And you don't even have to wear a mask. There's not even a sign that says you must wear a mask. I thought that was interesting. The employees were wearing masks. All the wait staff were wearing masks. But there doesn't seem to be a mandate in New Jersey for customers. But people that were sitting, it was the opposite of New York. People that were sitting by themselves with nobody else. Everybody was socially distanced. If people were sitting anywhere near someone else, they wore a mask. If they were sitting by themselves, they did not wear a mask. And I walked in, and the lady I met with, I was like, do we have to wear masks in here? She's like, no, it's New Jersey. No masks, no mask requirement
here. It's the Florida of the North.
Yeah, it really is. So I had 2 days in a row that I, as far as you're concerned.
Put your life at risk.
Yeah, not my life at risk. I'm triple vax. I got something, I'm not going to die.
Okay, I just don't like it. Don't like none of it.
Well, again, I have my, if it's, you know, you can't pick and choose science. You either believe it or you don't. They're all saying, every single doctor, scientist, the people that do disease, that are the disease infectious specialists, whatever, they all have been saying the same thing, that if you've recently had COVID and you're triple vaxxed, you have super immunity. So I'm going to go with that.
Okay. Good.
I'm going to wear a cape.
Thumbs up for
you.
So
people know I'm a super immunity person. I got the cape on.
Good for you.
Listen, I only have a couple of weeks left of this, so I'm gonna use it or lose it.
Hey, she not putting out?
No, she is. We already did it.
It's Cooper and Anthony.
I'm going to make you the head of one of the biggest networks, one of the big four networks.
All right.
What is the first thing you do? I'll give you four choices of things you can do first day you start the job. Do you hire all new programmers and put on quality programming?
Whoa, is this radio?
No, this is TV.
Oh, TV. Okay. Uh-huh.
So it could be radio too, but it falls into TV. So do you hire all new programmers and say, you know what? All of our programs are crap. Let's start from scratch. Do you come up with a new way to reach people, redesign the whole system, and come up with something new and revolutionary? You do that. Do you hire the head of Netflix? Because I guess they know what they're doing. So get them to come over to our network and fix it. Or do you fire Nielsen and hire a new startup company? Because
I don't like the ratings they're bringing me.
I don't like the ratings I'm getting. So you know what? We're going to fire Nielsen. And there's a new startup ratings company. We'll go with them.
Well, I'm guessing that somebody did do that last one because it's so absurd. I like the idea of hiring the person who is in charge of Netflix.
or just come up with something totally new.
Something totally new, a totally new way to do it. Yeah, I would do either B or C. My guess is you're asking me this question because this happened and the person did D.
Yes, so NBC is going to fire Nielsen and hire a new competitor for the Super Bowl and the Olympics. So they're saying, you know what, the Olympics last, what, 2 years ago?
Yeah.
Our ratings sucked. So we're not going to go with Nielsen anymore, the company that's been around since 1946. We're going to hire this brand new company and hope we have better ratings with them.
Well, I have to say, that's stupid because people either watch or they don't, and you need a way to measure it. And I don't know how this new company is going to, I don't know if they have the same measurement as Nielsen does. And if they do, the ratings will be the same. Here's the thing, though. Nielsen has had a monopoly on this, and that's problematic. You know, any company now that has any kind of monopoly on something is going to somehow take advantage. You know, we've had this in radio with, you know, Arbitron, stuff like that. Like, people spend $1 million a year to get the Arbitron ratings, and yet the Arbitron ratings aren't really fair to everybody.
I know, but if everybody doesn't go with this new company and you're the only one and you're picking and choosing which programs it's going to rate,
right?
It doesn't make any sense.
Does NBC
they're gonna
own
be like,
this?
We were number one.
Does NBC own this new company?
No, I think somebody walked into a meeting and gave them a really good pitch, and they said, "Okay, guarantee we'll be number one. Okay, we'll be number one at Fugazi ratings." Don't know what that is, but we'll be number one. And nobody's going to pay attention to it. And agencies and clients are going to be like, I don't know what number one in Fugazi ratings. I could care less.
But that's the thing. You're going to be number one because who else are you competing against? There's nobody else in the... It's just you. You're number one and number two, three, four, whatever. It's just you.
Yeah. What happens when you fire Nielsen, hire this new company, and you're not number one, and Fox beat you?
Right.
And what do you do then? Do you say, oh, crap, maybe we should put on quality programming instead of put this shit on and hope we get ratings?
Yeah. No, I think that the problem is that they are living and dying by ratings. That's the problem. They don't need a new ratings system. They need to do something other than ratings, because it's not about ratings anymore. You know, when it was just the top four channels or however many channels they were, that made sense because you had something to compete against. But now, I mean, just look at the Oscars or just look at the Golden Globes. It's not just the movies and the television shows that are in the movie theater, and it's not the television shows that are only on network. They're competing against Prime. They're competing against Netflix. They're competing against Hulu. Yeah. I mean, look at the SAG nominations just came out. There's so much stuff nominated that are exclusively on Hulu. So if you don't have Hulu, you've never seen those shows. You know what I mean? So the whole system has changed. So they need another way to measure ratings. Nielsen should be fired. Everyone should fire Nielsen. Everybody should. Not just NBC. Don't go with a new person. Just don't go. Don't go with it anymore. Netflix doesn't care about Nielsen.
No, they don't care about ratings. They just care about money.
Right. Disney doesn't care about Nielsen. So why does NBC care about Nielsen?
Yeah, they go with who pays the most money. So that's why I say fire everybody. Hire the guy from Netflix. Have him come over and fix NBC. Don't put on another game show with Jimmy Fallon doing it. It's the worst game show on TV, something music oriented. I couldn't watch 10 minutes of it. So bad. So instead of putting shit like that on, put a real show on.
Right. Yeah. No, I agree with you. I think the problem is they're almost like an old studio system. They already have Jimmy Fallon under contract. So they just throw him a little extra cash and add something else to his roster of things to do. They're not going to go hire somebody brand new or come up with a new concept or new idea. They're just going to squeeze the life out of the people they already have.
Yeah, what they do is they play songs from like 10 years ago on a like a flute, and you have to figure out what it is.
That's stupid.
Or like a Casio keyboard and a kazoo, and you have to figure out what the song is. You're like, Justin Bieber, sorry. Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
The worst show.
Although, remember we used to do where I would try to sing a song and the listener had to guess what song I was trying to sing?
Yeah, but we didn't do it for half an hour.
No. I remember I wouldn't know. I wouldn't know all the lyrics. I'd be like, and then she ba 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 ba.
And we did songs that were current and on the chart.
Yeah,
they're doing
true.
Songs from like 15 years ago.
Yeah, that's dumb.
You go, my little tweaker friend.
It's the Cooper and Anthony Show.
So, is 2020 and 2021 the same year in your head?
100%.
Can you tell the difference between 2020 and 2021?
No, not at all. In fact, I keep saying, "Ugh, last year." And Joe's like, "That was 2020." I'm like, "But it was last year as far as I was concerned." Yeah. No, for me, 2020 and 2021 was just one big long horrible month.
So, I want to see how well you do against other people if you can tell me the difference between 2020 and 2021.
I'm going to be terrible at this one, but go ahead.
Squid Game, released on Netflix, 2020 or 2021?
That was 2021.
Okay, 2021, you are correct. Everything cake meme went viral.
Ooh, oh no, that was 2020.
Very good. Adele dropped her new album, 30.
2021.
You're getting most of these correct. Don't Rush challenge went viral on TikTok.
The Don't Rush challenge? Which one was that? I don't remember that
with,
one.
With Bruno Mars.
Oh, right. 2020.
Very good. Keeping Up with the Kardashians aired its final season, 2020 or 2021?
Well, I thought that was 2019, so I guess I'll say 2020.
Wrong. 2021.
You're kidding.
Season was released in March.
Oh, fuck. Okay. I never watched that show. Fuck those girls. Had enough of them.
Spider-Man No Way Home, released in 2020 or 2021?
2021.
Very good. Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion dropped WAP.
2020.
Very good. Tiger King, released on Netflix.
2020.
We all remember that. Ariana Grande and Dalton Gomez got married.
Ooh, got married. Let's see. I think that was 2021.
Very good. You're good at this. Yeah. Okay. Taylor Swift came out with Folklore.
2021.
Wrong. 2020.
2020?
It was released 2020, July 2020.
Oh, Folklore. Damn it. I was thinking Red Taylor's version. It's, yeah, my bad.
Too Hot to Handle.
As a matter of fact, wait, hang on a second. I knew it was 2020 because Taylor Swift actually wrote two albums in 2020. And I made jokes all the time about how I sat around for a year, learned how to bake banana bread at some point, and Taylor Swift was out there writing two albums.
Too Hot to Handle was released on Netflix, 2020, 2021.
Ooh, I think I was 2020.
Very good. The Wipe It Down challenge went viral on TikTok.
I don't remember that one.
I don't either. Let's say 2020. Okay. Kim Kardashian wore that all black outfit to the Met Gala.
No, that was 2021. That was just recently 2021. That's what she wore, the all black one, and Kendall wore that see-through dress with the rhinestones.
The Tokyo Olympics took place.
2020.
Wrong. 2021. It was supposed
to
happen
in 2020. Right. It took place in 2021, but it was called the 2020 Olympics because it was supposed to take place in 2020. All the imaging and all the logos had already been printed. So it was Tokyo 2020, but it aired in 2021. I forgot about that. Yes.
That's where I got you. All right. You're going to get this. Season 2 of Sex Education released on Netflix.
Please. Don't even.
What year?
2021.
Wrong. Season 2020? Two was released in 2020. Season 3.
Oh, no, come on. 2021. No, I thought you meant season 3. Fuck you. I thought you meant season 3.
I'm just going by what they're saying.
No, I thought you meant season. I thought you meant the most current season. I forgot that there were I knew there were 3 seasons. No, you tricked me there. You knew that I knew that.
Doja Cat released the music video for Streets.
Ooh.
You got to get this one right because this is the last one.
Oh, God. Okay.
No, just don't look it up.
No, don't look it up. Let me think.
You're looking it up.
No, I'm not looking it up. I'm not looking it up.
I can see the reflection in your glasses.
2021.
Very good. You got 12 out of 16 correct. So
no, I got more than that because here's the thing. No, the sex education thing, you conned me. You know that I'm a huge fan. I knew that season 3 came out in 2021. I thought you meant season 3 and
no,
you
said
it wrong.
No, I said season 2 of I Sex Education released on Netflix.
You fucked with me on that one. I thought that you meant the most current season. You know that I knew that one. So I got 13 out of 16.
So, and the Olympic one, that was a goof because everything said 2020.
I do remember now. It said 2020, but it was in 2021. I forgot.
Tell me who you are.
It's Cooper and Anthony.
So I saw this story on Mumsnet. You know how much I love Mumsnet, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, so this woman posted, and she said, I shower 3 times a week. And I was like, wow, that's good. That's a lot. That's, you know. And I realized.
That means you're very clean in your world. 3 times. God, that
3
means.
3 times a week is pretty good, girl.
Lot.
Because, well, if you're someone like me that has long hair and your hair is on the drier side, they always tell you don't wash your hair more than.
You don't have to wash your hair. You don't have to get it wet. Just clean your body.
What's the point?
Because your body's nasty.
I'm not doing anything. I mean, look, if I have sex, yeah, I shower immediately. If I have my period, obviously, I shower like twice a day sometimes. Mm-hmm. So it all depends on what's going on in my life. You know, when I'm working, I shower every single day when I'm working.
Every other day.
No, well, it depends what I'm working
at. I worked with you for years. I know your shower schedule.
Okay, every other day. If I'm working, it's every other day. If I'm going to the gym, it's every day. In fact, sometimes I now shower at, well, not now, I'm not at the gym, but I was showering at the gym. So that was my whole thing, that I would get up in the morning, plan the show that I was doing, go to boxing class, shower at the gym, and then go straight to work. And that was 5 days a week. So I was showering 5 days a week, which for me is a lot.
All right. Take out the working out and take out the going to work. Mm-hmm. 3 days a week, you think that's fine?
Yeah. What's wrong with what?
You
there's
have
something
no problem
wrong
with
you. No, because there's something wrong with you. If your body gets so smelly and sweaty and dirty after, you know, a day or two, then something's wrong with you.
It's not that my body is stinky and nasty. It's I just feel so good. Once I get out of the shower, I go, how can you not experience this every day? It's the only joy I get in my life is that 5 seconds after I turn off the water and just go.
No, but that's your joy. Mine is not that because I have a scalp condition that my hair that I start getting really dry. My skin gets really dry. I often get out of the shower and I have to spend all this time moisturizing. I have to use a special shampoo now that my dermatologist gave me because my hair, my scalp is so bad. So water makes it worse. Showering makes it all worse. So I don't enjoy getting out of the shower and having to spend like 20 minutes moisturizing every piece of my body. I don't like it.
Put your hair up, get in the shower, just wash off and get out.
What am I washing off? I don't do anything.
Your feet. Wash your feet and you're under your arms. Do the hooker bath. Just
I
get
don't
the butt.
Smell.
Get the nasty parts twice.
No.
Wash those twice and get the under your arms and then you're good.
nothing on me smells. Anyway, so this so this woman, and this has been a real big controversy because there's people that feel like I do, like, well, three times, that's pretty good. And other people that are like, that's disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
So what she said was she's having a few drinks with her friends. They're all female, a mix of parents and non-parents, okay? And one friend said that she's struggling to find time to shower since she had her baby. The baby is just keeping her awake, and she's so focused on the baby. The next thing she knows, it's the nighttime, and, you know, she has not been able to have her regular schedule of showering. So she said to her friends, well, I don't shower every day, and I don't even have a baby. And some of her friends were like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, you don't shower every day? She's like, well, I shower on work days plus one extra day, so usually three times a week. My day's off. I'm usually at home. The most exercise I get is I go take my dog for a walk, and then I get in a car and I, you know, drive and maybe pick something up. But, like, you know, if I exercise, have sex on my period, of course I'll shower. But, you know, most days, like me, she doesn't do anything. So, no. Yeah, so some of her friends said that's disgusting. Mm-hmm. And somebody else wrote on her TikTok, personally, I think three times a week is grim. I shower every day. I can't get going in the morning without one, to be honest. Somebody else said, shower when you want to. If you stink, shower. If not, who cares?
I have a three-day weekend now. So I have 3 days off. Before I even leave my bedroom, I will have showered. Every day. I'm not going to do anything. Like, tomorrow, I got nada planned. I ain't doing nothing. But I'm going to shower the first thing I do when I get up.
Well, also because you live in the South. Up here, it's fucking freezing. And mm-hmm. the thing I hate the most is to walk around my house cold. Because I'm wet. It's not enjoyable.
Yeah, it was like 65 here today, so...
Well, there you go. I mean, so in the summer, I shower pretty much every day because I hate being sweaty and I hate the summer. So I shower in the summer. I shower sometimes twice a day because I got to take a cold shower to cool off because I can't stand it. But in the winter, I'm very well preserved.
Speaking of the weather.
Yeah.
It's coming Sunday here. They're talking 8 to 12 inches of snow. So
in South Carolina.
And it's going to shut the state down. And so you drive by, like, the Stop and Shop today, and there's nowhere to park. It is so packed. Everybody's buying everything. They're flipping out.
Oh, of course. Yeah, I'm sure.
I mean, we have planned not to go to work for maybe the whole week next week. Because, I mean, if it gets 8 inches of snow, it's not going to go anywhere.
Yeah, you guys are screwed because since you don't get snow regularly, you don't have a way to deal with snow like we do here in New York. You know, in New York, we have, I mean, whenever there's a snowstorm, the sand trucks are already out and waiting. They're waiting to get out there and distribute sand and salt and whatever all over the streets and the plows. The plows are already out ready to go. You guys don't have that. When I lived in Maryland, I remember, like, there was a dusting of snow, like a dusting, like nothing. They shut the school down. They shut everything down because they didn't. Oh, you're going to drive all over the place and you're going to slip and people are going to slip. They don't have snow boots. We don't have snow tires. So you guys are not used to having snow. So for you, it's a catastrophe.
Yeah. Here, at noon today, you couldn't find a parking spot at the store. People just going insane. They're buying everything they can see because they don't think they're ever getting out again.
That's the weird thing. Like, right before any kind of snowstorm or potential catastrophe, like a hurricane or something like that, it's always the bread and the milk that's gone. Everyone suddenly is going to have, what, French toast all day? Eggs, yeah, bread, and milk gone.
No, because when you run out of it, you're screwed. Especially if you have kids that drink milk nonstop.
Yeah.
So,
no, it's harder for you guys because you won't be able to drive anywhere. It's hard for you guys. Again, here in New York, unless there's a real blizzard, nothing shuts down. You know, I live in between two grocery stores. During the snow, I can just walk over and get whatever I need. Like,
yeah, see, you don't even care about snow.
No.
You don't care if it snows 45 feet because you don't have to drive anywhere. Right. You know the sidewalks are going to be cleared. The minute the snow falls, because I can watch it. I can watch the Times Square cam. And the minute it falls, they're shoveling it already.
That's the best part about living in New York. When it snows, somebody else shovels it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to do anything. I don't even own a shovel.
Yeah, either do I. See, that's the problem. I don't own a shovel.
Right.
You know, so if it snows 12 inches, I'm screwed. I'm not going anywhere.
Do you have enough food?
Oh, yeah, I got enough food.
Okay, well, it's lockdown. That's what you've been looking for. You've been waiting for this moment. So the snow is going to be your COVID lockdown in South Carolina that you've been waiting for 2 years.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, but I'm just telling you, now I'll be right here Monday.
When does The Boys premiere? Is it back on Prime?
I don't know. Ray Donovan is on Showtime now, the movie. They came out with the Ray Donovan movie today.
Not until June. Sorry. I had to look it up. The Boys. Yeah, you got till June. Sorry about that. Well, here's my advice to you. The catch up on television. I don't know if you're a fan of Ricky Gervais. I'm a huge fan of his show Afterlife.
Mm-hmm.
The third season airs tonight. So catch up, watch the first two seasons, and then you can watch the third season with the rest of us.
Yeah. So I got Ray Donovan ready to go. I have Hotel Transylvania. That came out today. So there's a bunch of things that came out today I'm awfully happy about.
Right. There you go. So you have plenty to do. That's all you would do anyway. Sleep and watch television.
Yeah! Graphic language will be used throughout this show.
It's the Cooper and Anthony Show.
So a professor at Michigan State University named Barry Mailer, he's a professor of humanities. Do you know what humanities is since you didn't go to college?
Humanities. That's when you're nice to people.
No. Well, kind of, maybe. But like, so humanities is sort of like the discipline of like human shit, like social constructs and culture stuff. Like this dude founded the school's Institute for the Study of Academic Racism. So it's like awareness stuff and how to relate to each other better kind of stuff. So he has this YouTube channel where he vents about the world or whatever. And today he vented about COVID and he vented about his students. And the thing is, a lot of people think he's just joking because he goes into this whole thing where this concept of predeterminism, which is basically that everything in life is predetermined, so there's nothing you can do about it. Is the concept. So he was saying, like, grades. I don't know your names. I don't care. You're just a number to me. I come in every morning and I just randomly assign grades to numbers. Like, you're number 4, you're getting an A. You're number 5, you're getting a D. And he was joking, you know, basically, because a professor's not going to do that. You got to grade based on people's work ability.
You better hope they don't. You don't know what's going on in their head.
Well, you're right. So he was like basically making a point, you know, and he was kind of joking about it. But then he went a little too far with the COVID thing about how the students are problematic when it comes to COVID. He pulls out a space helmet looking thing. And then he says this.
I may have fucked up my life flatter than hammered shit. But I stand before you today beholden to no human cocksucker and working a paying fucking union job. And no limber dick cocksucker of an administrator is going to tell me how to teach my classes because I'm a fucking tenured professor. So if you want to go complain to your dean, fuck you, go ahead. I'm retiring at the end of this year and I couldn't give a flying fuck any longer. You people are just vectors of disease to me and I don't want to be anywhere near you.
Feel the same way. This guy is my new hero. Yes, 100%. I want to do the same thing.
Right, to your coworkers.
To everybody that I see every day, screw you. I want you all to get COVID. I'm done with it. I mean, completely. I went to Costco today. Everybody looked at me like I had 4 heads because I was wearing a mask. Nobody's wearing a mask. That's so weird. Crazy.
It's so weird that your Costco doesn't require you to wear a mask. Our Costco, you can't go. If you don't have a mask, they kick you out. They don't even let you in. And if they see you in the Costco with the mask pulled down to your nose and you don't have it on right, somebody walks over and goes, pick that up, please.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like they're crazy here. No. Not crazy, but they're like they're very militant about it here. Anyway, so that was the clip of this professor. Tenure Schmenier, they suspended him anyway.
Did they really?
Yep.
I thought you can't if you're tenure.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. I thought once you're tenured, you can pretty much do whatever you want to do. But I guess there are certain clauses, there's certain like maybe morality clause or something. There's, it must have been something in his contract that he violated because they fired him.
Yeah, you got to have some type of clause like that. So you just can't sleep with your students and give them A's. So there's got to be some type of clause no matter what.
Right.
But no, it's on his, he didn't do it on the school website. He did it on his own website and he was venting.
We had a professor, I think our economics professor, my roommate and I, we were both doing terrible in economics. And we started hanging out with our professor and we took him out for drinks and we were sort of like, you know, flirting with him, whatever. He's like, I can't really date students while you're in class. But, you know, when class is over, that's different. Like when class is over and you're just a person in the world, I'm a person in the world, that's very different. So we were like, oh, okay, yeah, no problem, sure, yeah, you know, all that kind of stuff. He gave us both C's. And it's like, you're going to give me a C and think I'm going to date you, motherfucker? No way. No way.
See, what is this?
Sounds like something I heard before.
It's the Cooper and Anthony Show.
Guys are dumb. Guys say stuff, and they don't realize how dumb they are sometimes. They say stuff to us, and I don't know whether they just don't think before it comes out of their mouth, or whether it's because they don't really know what's a compliment and what's an insult. Nobody has schooled them in the, don't say that, versus the, yeah, make sure you say that to her. So there are things that you should never say to a woman.
And ever. There's things that we should say that we don't say.
There's that too. So I think women, we need
you
to.
You look fabulous.
You look, oh, thank you. So do you.
Is that what I'm
supposed to say? Oh, you weren't saying it?
No.
Hmm.
Is that what you're supposed to say every day?
Every day.
Really? Every day?
No, not every day, because there's days that we don't look fabulous, and if you say it those days, we're going to get mad at you.
See, you're going to get mad at us anyway.
Wow. See?
Here's the key.
We even get yelled at when we give them compliments.
Okay, should we start out by saying, how do you feel today?
No,
I
don't
feel
do
great.
That. No.
You look marvelous.
I got the secret for you.
Okay.
If you hear the shower running, and then you hear the hair dryer right afterwards, obviously she's primping for something. That's when you say, you look fabulous. Shower, hair dryer, fabulous.
No, I disagree with that.
Why?
Because if you just wake up and you pull your hair back and you put on a t-shirt and sweatpants, and you go downstairs to make breakfast or whatever you're going to do, and I walk downstairs and you think you look your worst, but I say you look fabulous today.
No, that's adorable. That's not fabulous.
Oh, so I got to say adorable.
If she puts her hair up in a ponytail and she's in like a cute little t-shirt and sweatpants, she looks adorable. Fabulous is when you've actually put some work into it. You have to reward fabulous. You
so
can't
I write
just
this down. Adorable in the morning without a shower.
Right.
Fabulous afterwards.
Yeah, if you hear a shower and the hair dryer. Because sometimes you may just hear the shower and then she's sticking around the house doing stuff with the kids or whatever.
Right.
Maybe not fabulous. Shower plus hair dryer, fabulous.
Do I have to actually look at her when I say you look fabulous? Or can I be watching TV when they walk past and go, you look fabulous, and not really look?
But then if you didn't see her, how do you know she looks fabulous? At least fake it. At least look at her and go, oh, look at her. She looks fabulous.
I've seen her before, though.
Pretend like you're seeing her for the first time. That's the key to saying you look fabulous. It's almost like you're seeing her for the first time.
But it's not.
Well, you know, make pretend.
I've seen her every day since 1990.
Well, make pretend.
Okay.
Okay, so 877-6-COOPER, what are some things you should never say to a woman? Never, never, never. Like, for example, don't say, what did you do to your hair? I know you're trying to say my hair looks good or I cut it and it's different and you're acknowledging it as opposed to ignoring me, which is what you usually do. But what did you do to your hair implies that I did something distasteful.
Yeah, but we are noticing something different a little bit, but not much. We don't want to come out and say, did you get your hair cut? Because we don't know. We don't look at you that close. But we can say, did you do something to your hair?
Can't you just say your hair looks great?
So you see, it doesn't matter what tone we use, it's still wrong to say it?
I like your new haircut. I think all you have to say is,
but
I
what
like...
if you didn't get your hair cut? Because we don't know.
Okay, if you're not sure that the hair was cut, but there's something different about her, I think you're safe with a, your hair looks great.
Your hair looks adorable.
So she'll say, oh yeah, I just got it cut today.
Yeah, and then say, it's a good haircut on you.
I just noticed that it looks the same.
But don't say, what did you do to your hair?
Because I get that question all the time when my wife gets her hair cut, and she'll come back and she'll say, what do you think? And I'll say, of what? Of my hair, it looks the same.
And here's the thing. It's even if you say it nicely, hey, what'd you do to your hair? It's still what'd you do.
It looks the same. It hasn't changed in 14 years.
Okay, so, but it's okay. It's okay to say your hair looks good.
Not adorable. Just good. Okay.
Yeah. Charles, what have you learned is something you should never say to a woman?
Never, ever ask a woman, when is she due?
That's 100% true. Don't ever ask that.
Now, I've just something I've learned. I won't even tell you how.
No, you got to tell me how.
No, I don't. I'm on this side of the phone.
Did you ask a stranger?
Let's see.
Or your boss?
It's been so long ago.
Uh-huh.
When are you due? And just the look. The look was all it took.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, the look says, I'm not pregnant. You just called me fat.
You just want to shrink up and go away.
And Charles, let me tell you something. I should know better. I did it.
Oh. Did you really?
I did. There was a woman in one of my classes, in one of my workout classes, who was really thin except for her belly, and I should know because that's where I carry my fat. So I should have known, and she was working out next to me, and I think I said something to her like, is this a good class for pregnant women?
No.
And she was how would I know?
Oh.
And I was like, oh.
I'm going to move over here.
Right.
Sorry. Yeah. And the fact that I'm a woman, it's reprehensible. I should have known better.
Yep. I mean, I'm a guy, so I have an excuse.
Right. Yeah, we're stupid. We don't know.
We're just idiots. Yeah.
You're missing that gene.
Right. That's right.
Thank you, Charles.
Missing the compliment gene. Okay, so what are certain things you should never, ever, ever say to a woman? 877-6-COOPER.
You want
to
get married?
Don't say that.
Yeah.
I got something. When we give you a choice between one thing or another, like, I don't know, should I wear this dress or that dress?
Oh, I hate that.
Don't say.
I don't care.
They look both the same to me.
I don't care. That's what I
say. You say, I don't care?
I don't care. What do I care? Hurry up and get dressed. I'm late.
Or if we're somewhere else and we're choosing between, I don't know, let's say we're buying a cell phone. Or let's say we're buying a, not even a cell phone, because then you're going to do
No, because that's
stuff.
Electronics. That's toys.
Yeah, that's,
we can
yeah, that's
pick
true.
That.
Okay, so let's say we're somewhere where they're choosing between like a hat, like this color or that color.
Mm-hmm.
And you say they both look the same to me.
Right, I don't care.
That doesn't help us. Just pick one. Roll the dice.
Why can't you pick one?
Because we're feeling indecisive and our best gay friend is not with us today.
You come downstairs with two different shoes on, one brown and one black, and you say, which shoe should I wear? Whichever shoe is more comfortable. I could care less.
They're both equally comfortable. No, but they're both equally comfortable.
But they look the same. I don't know.
Don't say they look the same.
They look the same to me.
You
I
know
don't
what?
Know.
That's not a thing. That is not a thing you should ask. You should answer. You shouldn't say they look the same to me. You should say, I think the black ones work better.
No, because the minute I say the black ones look better, you're going to say, well, I really wanted to wear the brown ones. Dude, what did you ask me?
Well, that's the chance you're going to have to take, but just don't say they look the same to me.
So I have to make up my mind.
Make a choice. And there's some times that I've done that with Sean where I've said, you know, these boots or these boots, and he knows now not to say either one. He chooses. He goes, oh, the gray ones. And it helps me because I could have gone either way. And I thought, you know what? Love the husband. Husband chose gray. Going with gray. Very helpful.
But the minute I say brown, she's going to say, well, I really wanted to wear the black. Are you sure? No, that's it. Are you sure? Stop it!
Okay, things you should never say to a woman. 877-6-COOPER. Jeremy, what have you learned you should never say to a woman?
You never ask a woman if she has makeup on.
That's a good one. That's a really good one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because that's a no-win situation. Because if she does, you haven't noticed that she's got makeup on.
Oh, yes. And then I also think if they might have too much makeup on, too, sometimes.
And that's the other thing, right? That they may think you're being, you know, judgy, all judgy on them.
Yeah, why? It doesn't look good? I'm just asking you a question.
Okay, so Jeremy's adding another one to our list. Never ask a woman about makeup.
Okay.
Don't ask it. James, what is something that you've learned you should never, never, never say to a woman?
Well, never answer when they ask you, why is my butt so big after they've had a child?
Oh, that's good.
Because you're fat?
Oh.
Well, no, my answer was because you're sitting on the couch eating, you know, bonbons and crap and playing Nintendo or whatever and not doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want the truth.
Well, I know, and I've also told her she'd grown roots and, you know.
If you got up and vacuum the floor every now and then, you might lose that butt.
She'd grown roots.
Oh, well, no. Yeah. If I told her to vacuum the floor, I'd probably be divorced.
Wait a minute. So vacuum the floor gets you divorced. You look fat. You just had a baby. Does not get you divorced. That's quite a woman you have there, James.
Well, she's a Yankee. Oh,
okay. that explains a lot. Wow. I love him. Thank you, James. Now, Anne.
Yes.
Now, have you been in a situation where a guy has said something to you that you were like, don't ever say that to a woman?
Well, actually, my sister was married to, was, operative word here is was,
mm-hmm.
married to a guy that when I was younger, I literally was riding in the car with him and heard him say, Susie, it's not her name, but Susie, she looks great, this lady jogging, she looks great, that's what I want you to look like.
She divorced him the next day, didn't she?
Well, no, several years later, but, you know, never, ever would I ever live with a man who would say something like that.
That I wish you looked like that.
Oh, unbelievable. I mean, fine. Look all you want. Think all you want. Just don't say it in front of me.
Yeah, exactly. Because you know what? I got to tell you something. I will tack a picture of Brad Pitt to your forehead while you're sleeping and say, why can't you look like that?
Exactly. I don't know whether men just don't think or what, but, you know, just, you know, count to 10 before you say anything.
Exactly. Count to 10 before you say anything. Even husband, ordering at McDonald's, just count to 10.
I tell my husband, just sit there and look pretty. Just sit there.
Okay, I like Anne's rule the best. Count to 10 before you say anything.
Yeah, but if we're not talking to you, you're going to say, why are you talking to me? Because every time I open my mouth, it's going to be something stupid.
Right. That's why you're counting to 10. I'm counting to 10.
I'm counting to 10.
I'm assessing my answer.
Look at that girl jogging. 1, 2, 3, 4.
You can look, but don't tell us you want us to look just like them. That's okay. What, yeah.
Well, by the time I get to 10, I'm going to be thinking about a cheeseburger anyway.
Daniel, what's something you should never say to a woman? Hey, bummer.
Daniel.
Because he had a good one, too.
Right.
Hey, Jeff.
Cooper.
Hello.
I love your show. I've always loved your show.
Well, thank you, Jeff. That's very
sweet.
You are
so funny.
Thank you. Now, so in your life, first of all, Jeff's already off to a good start
right
here. He knows what to say to a woman.
Well, I was just wondering, like, you're a city girl.
Mm-hmm.
How about questions you should not ever ask a guy?
Yeah, no, screw that.
Like what, Jeff?
No, yeah, seriously, like what? What's something we shouldn't ask a guy?
Okay, let's say, right, Cooper, you're a girly girl.
Okay, yes,
you
I am,
like
actually.
You like shoes.
Mm-hmm.
You're hanging out, you live in the city.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you're hanging out with your significant?
I'm living in Dublin now all of a sudden,
yes.
Anthony? Okay, I'm living in Dublin, yeah, and I'm hanging out.
No, you're living in the city.
Okay.
You're hanging out with your significant.
Mm-hmm.
And his friend Tom Clark is there.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
What are questions you should never ask him?
Tom Clark?
Well, actually, Tom is good, too, but you're significant.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
There are things you shouldn't say, like, Honey, what am I thinking?
Yeah.
Because you're hanging out there in the big city, and you know, you're...
I do say that.
Involved.
I do, yeah. But I feel like, you know, I feel like after 5 years, Jeff, he should know what I'm thinking.
No, he's got no idea.
Okay. Okay, so
there ain't
so,
no man ever knowed no woman for 5 years and had one clue what you was thinking.
Hey, Cooper.
Yes.
I can't let this go on. This is Monty, my Irish friend.
Oh.
And he's trying to put on a bad accent, aren't you, Monty?
Yeah, I was doing my best with the.
Hey.
I was trying to do a Carolina accent.
That was really impressive. You had me going.
Now, we've got friends in common. I was friends with Tom as well.
Oh, can you just keep talking? You know how I love the Irish accent.
Yeah, talk to her.
All right, I'll tell you what, Cooper, for a small fee,
yeah.
I will do your answering machine, you know, when somebody calls you.
Yeah.
I will do the voice on it.
You will?
Yeah, for a small fee.
Oh.
How many pints have
you
had tonight, Monty?
Anything.
Have you had any pints tonight, Monty?
No, I had, actually, Judy, we finished a bottle of red wine.
and she had one sip.
So she's standing at the door screaming at me now.
What? That's a typical Friday night.
Oh, yeah. No, actually, it's not, because if it was a typical Friday night, I'd be in bed by now.
Thank you, Monty.
You're welcome.
Jeff.
Jeff.
Thank you, Monty. Thank you so much.
I didn't even know that was him until Jess.
I don't even know how to thank you for that.
That's why I started playing.
That was good.
I was trying to get him to laugh.
Well, because you were on the verge of getting rid of him, so I thought I'd better.
I love the Irish. I really have. I mean, it's. I guess I'm going to go out on a limb. I love the Irish more than I love shoes.
No.
I do.
You love his accent.
I love the accent. I love everything. You could
she
be
loves haggis.
I love everything Irish.
Points.
Even Irish points. Americans. I love the Irish. There's something about the Irish I've always had.
She uses Irish spring soap.
Do you love the men or you love that accent?
Both.
Really?
Yeah. So, Bill, what is something that you should never say to a woman?
So, a friend of mine, he asked, he wanted to be fixed up with this other person.
Mm-hmm.
And he asked a female friend to ask what her bra size was.
That's smooth.
And I thought that was very unprofessional.
Yeah, it's unprofessional as a dating man and as a professional.
And as a human being.
As a human being. It's an unprofessional human move.
Right, right.
Yeah, what is your bra size? Oh, yeah, that's Bill, that's a good one. So Bill says one thing you should never say to a woman, don't ask what her bra size is.
Yeah, but we want to know, though. So how we get around that?
Estimate. Are you buying me lingerie?
No.
Okay, then forget it. You don't need unless you're buying
curious.
Me lingerie. No, unless you're buying me lingerie,
we're
you do not need to know
people.
My.
We're
you
like
do not
cats.
Need to know my bra size.
Okay.
Really, seriously, if you're going to purchase lingerie for me, then maybe I need to tell you.
Then I can ask.
Well, actually, then you can get me a gift certificate to Victoria's Secret.
Oh, okay. So I should never know.
Right. Why would you need to know?
I don't know.
Ever. That's a need-to-know basis.
Keeping score.
Okay, so write that down. That's on the no list.
Okay.
Taylor, what is something you should never ask a woman? Hey, Taylor.
Well, you should never ask them, how old are you?
Never.
Ever. Ever. Never. And never guess their age either. That's asking for a slap in the face. Never, ever ask, hey, you look like you're 30. I'm 22. you look young, but I'm in my 40s. Never, if you get their age wrong,
it's bad.
That's the ultimate doom of your life.
I think 12 and under, you can ask how old are you.
Right. Sorry, Taylor, you were listening to yourself.
Okay, but thank you, Taylor. That was like, no, but Taylor had a good one.
He had a good
so
one.
Never ask, how old are you? Because unless, I'm telling you, you can ask an 8-year-old, how old are you?
8?
Exactly, that's cute then. When
right.
they're still counting or they can still put it on their fingers, on their hands. I think 10. By 11 or 12, it's kind of sketchy.
But not 38.
No.
No.
No, when it's a kid, it's okay.
What's your bra size? How old are you? How much you weigh?
Well, it depends on the age. It could be sexual harassment there.
Oh, okay.
Now, Scott,
Hey, Cooper.
Now, Scott, please educate the people that are listening and tell them something that they should never, ever ask a woman.
Well, Cooper, it's great to talk to you. I love your show.
Thank you.
Women should never be asked if the children they're with are their grandchildren.
Oh, no.
No matter how old or young a person looks, because uh-huh. it's really iffy. If they had grandchildren young, then they might be sensitive about it. If they had children later in life, they're also sensitive about it because it could be their own children and not their grandchildren.
That's a very good point.
Yes, it's happened several times.
Yeah, and don't go over to kids and say, don't even ask the kids, is that your grandma?
Right.
Yeah. But if you really want to know, if you spend enough time with the kids, eventually they'll go, Mommy or Grandma, so you'll hear it come out of the kid's mouth. So just, you know, take the rule that Ann said earlier, the 10-second rule, count to 10.
Exactly.
Count to 10.
Exactly.
Good. Thank you, Scott. That's a good one. Scott added a good one to the list. Don't ask are those your grandkids. Terrible. Hey, Matt.
Hello.
Now, Matt, what have you learned in your life, a life lesson about something you should never ask a woman that you want to impart to us?
One that your show tonight made me think of instantly was you should never ask her when she's due to give birth. I heard a rule a long time ago. I read a rule. Never ask a woman when she's due unless you see her feet in stirrups.
That's the rule. That's very good.
And after reading that, a roommate of mine who used to work at a big cosmetic store chain, she said one of her coworkers was actually asked that by a customer, and she ran in the back crying because she was maybe like 19 years old and definitely not pregnant.
Right.
But definitely looked it.
And Matt, I have to apologize for women because we now wear those little tops that are tight on top and then they blouse out. So we're wearing those clothes. That's the look now, and it's a maternity look, really. But for some reason, it's come into fashion. So we're all walking around looking pregnant.
Well, some girls wear what I call the muffin top shirt. Like their love handles poke out like a muffin top.
That'd be me.
Or like a chef's hat or something.
Yeah, I got that going on.
You know, it's tough. I don't know. I don't envy women. I think you guys have it rough, and if you want to wear whatever kind of shirt you want, go ahead. But I don't know.
We do have it rough. Thank you, Matt.
Yeah, you like those shirts because you can eat 3 donuts and then put their shirt on.
That's true. That's very true. Well, that's why my Cannibal Corpse t-shirt is black, so it hides all my sins.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
But I got the muffin top, yeah. It's bad, too.
Is it extra large?
No, it's one size.
It's one size. One size fits, well, luckily me, in this situation. Now, Charlotte.
Hey, Cooper.
Now, Charlotte, please tell the boys out there,
what
should they never ask us?
Never ask, is that your natural hair color?
Right.
Now, why not? Why can't we say that?
Because if it is, you've just insulted me. And if it's not, I've spent a lot of time and money on whatever my not natural hair color is, and I want to believe that it looks natural.
Right.
And there are some crude ways that men ask that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I know what you're talking about. Mm.
Yeah, and that's even worse, because that will get, if it's me, that will get a drink thrown at you.
Yeah, because I got to tell you, I don't want you thinking about any other part of me that you're not, you know, don't ask us that.
If you can't see it in the bar, you don't talk about it in the bar.
Exactly.
Rule of thumb.
I like that rule. That's another. See, we're learning a lot of good rules.
Okay, we got that rule and the stirrup rule.
Yes.
Okay, the stirrup rule.
Thank you, Charlotte. That's okay. So is your real hair color? It's a losing proposition either way. So don't
I wouldn't think so.
It's losing.
If your hair looks nice and it's a cool color, why can't I say, is that your real hair color?
Because if it if
is
it's
purple, your real hair color.
Well, then you're a moron. Who's born with purple hair?
I don't
know.
If it looks good, I might ask.
No, but if I just spend a lot of money on my hair and you say, is that your real color? I'm thinking it doesn't look natural. And I'm going back to my salon crying. Wow. Losing proposition either way.
Okay.
Yeah. Dave, what's something you should never say to a woman?
You should never ask her, did you eat my brownies? Because that is interpreted as, and this was the first wife my wife and I ever had, is, do you think I'm fat?
Right. That is a subtle way of saying that.
And kind of what started is she was kind enough to pack me a lunch that day for work, but I didn't eat it. I ate out. So not only did I get busted for saying, did you eat my brownies, but I got busted for not eating my lunch because she had my brownies in the bottom of my lunch bag that I didn't bother to open to eat.
Oh, you got nailed.
So, Dave, have you done this move then? Did you open up your lunchbox and throw the food out and then close the lunch bag and then bring that home?
Well, you know, I work from home now, so I don't have to worry about it. But what I would just do is eat my lunch in the morning and then go out to lunch.
Dave, did you hear us last night saying that you now have 15 children?
Well, it feels that way. It feels that way.
Something came up about you, and I said that I think, how many kids does he have now? I think he's up to 15 at this point.
It's, you know, four girls, it feels like 15, and like I emailed you, thank God only one of them notices shoes.
Right, that's right, thank God.
That's true. You're lucky.
Oh, it's, yeah, don't even get me started. I'm going on 16.
Oh, God. Oh, my. Yeah, next time Dave calls and be like, this guy has 20 kids.
No.
It's gonna go up every time he calls.
Yeah. If there's any more kids, it's a miracle.
Okay.
I second but that.
Got it, yeah.
You know, it will be a miracle.
Anthony it's hears you.
It's been taken care of.
Yeah. That's great. Thank you, Dave.
I feel
Thank
your
you.
Pain, yeah. Literally.
Yeah, you do feel, you do literally feel his pain, or at least you did a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Now, Grace.
Yes.
Now, Grace, please tell the fellas, what should they never, ever, ever say to us?
Well, you know, sometimes the guys want to go out to a special dinner with Veloso or something like that, and they just tell you, you have to look good tonight.
As if I don't look good normally, and you need to let me know this, because I'm usually looking a big slob.
Yes, that you have to look good. Look good, you know, like good tonight.
Yeah, as if I don't look good all the time. How dare? Yeah, exactly. You're my fashion stylist all of a sudden.
Do I look like a clown?
Right.
What do I look like? Tell me that I have to look good.
So Grace says never ever say to a woman you have to look good tonight because it's another no win situation for you.
Oh. Of course.
Yeah, of
men
course.
Men and women should not be together.
I work in a male environment all the time, and so my husband sometimes tells me, you have to look like a woman tonight.
Like, do I look like a hamster every other night?
I don't know. That's why he lives in Florida and I live in North Carolina.
Ooh, Grace, tell me more. That sounds like a good...
How did you work that out?
How did you work that out?
They teach a class.
It's the best marriage ever.
I'm with her. Thank you, Grace. Thank you.
Sean's like, get her back on the phone.
I know. Sean'd be thrilled. He'd love to not have to deal with me all the time. He was thrilled to be away from me for 2 weeks. James, in your experience, what is something you've learned you should never say to a woman?
Well, I've never had to say it, but I've heard that women get really upset when you say, are you through yet?
Right.
I've known some of my high school friends and friends who have gotten married, and they've said that, and it's like, well, I guess you're sleeping on the couch tonight.
Yeah, it's like, what are you, punching a clock? Really? If this is so excruciating for you, you know, I got to tell you, the mailman's kind of cute.
Exactly.
Hey!
Oh, and Cooper, what do you do?
Oh, right.
by looking at her right now, James, I would say next month.
Minutes
well, you know
from
I love
now.
You, Cooper.
Thank you, James.
She's already dropped.
I'm going for the record here. 10 months and counting.
Yeah.
Now, Danielle.
Hey, Cooper.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Now, what's something that you suggest that maybe men shouldn't say to us?
Well, I was going to say never, ever. Say to a woman, like, your little boy looks so cute because it might not be a boy.
Right.
So you have to kind of keep it, like, gender generic. You know what I mean?
Like, that's a really cute baby.
Yeah, or you know, oh, what a cute little kid. Oh, you're so cute. Or, you know.
Right.
But no girl, boy, nothing.
Now, I got to tell you, and that's the thing, because I think sometimes, I have a friend that has a three-year-old who is, he's a little boy, but he has really long hair because she's like a hippie chick.
Yeah.
People are always saying, you're the cutest little girl.
Yeah. And then they also might be letting their children wear the hand-me-downs of the older sibling,
might not happen to be the same sex as that, you know, child.
Right, right. Good point.
So just always use caution.
Yeah, unless you're 100% sure. Unless you're they're in the middle of doing a diaper change and you could see.
Exactly.
Don't assume you know.
Well, that happened to me yesterday. I went to the gas station to get me some Mountain Dews.
And you had some new diapers?
Because you need some. But there's a lady in front of me with probably a five-year-old little boy.
Mm-hmm.
And the lady behind the counter goes, "What would the little girl like?" And you just saw the lady's face. She goes, "It's a boy." And you see the little boy. You see the little boy going,
"Aww." Like this again.
Well, there was
cut my hair.
There was a picture in one of the New York tabloids mm-hmm. of Kate Hudson at like a basketball game,
mm-hmm.
and it said Kate Hudson with unidentified girl. Uh-huh. It was her son, Ryder.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Oh, and the poor little kid.
That was this
like...
week. It was. I mean, it was like a couple of days
girl.
Ago.
Yeah. And the poor little kids—they can't cut their own hair. They rely on us. We have to cut their hair for them.
Yeah, don't braid their hair if they're a little boy. Like the little boy in front of me had braids. Don't do that to him.
Right, exactly.
You know.
Crystal, what is something that they should never say to us?
Okay, especially in this day and age, something that a guy should never, ever say to his wife, fiance, girlfriend, etc. is, "Where is my dinner?"
They have some nerve asking to be fed as if we're their servants.
That would get a guy smacked real fast.
Where's my dinner? Unless you're saying it sarcastically to be kind of Fred Flintstone about it, don't ask us, "Where's my dinner?"
Yeah, because I know my dad said that to my mom once, only once.
Right.
And she just kind of looked at him and said, "It's in the kitchen, now get to making it."
Oh, God. And that is usually the answer. Although at my house, if I say, "Where's my dinner?" he'll say, "It's in the takeout menu."
It's in the phone.
It's in the phone. Thank you, Crystal. Thank you for concluding our list. So there you go. I hope you learned something now, you gentlemen out there.
No, Chad what and I to have say broken and... all the rules already this year.
Have you guys not learned a thing from this show?
No.
You would never know that you work with a woman.
Chad's going home tonight and saying, "Where's my dinner, woman?"
You know, I got to tell you, here's what I want to do one night. I want to have both your wives on the show.
Uh-huh.
And I want to find out from them if in the past, we've been together about a year and a half now.
Right.
I want to find out if you've changed at all since you've been working with a woman.
I guarantee we know the answer. They don't have to drive in. That would be no.
I don't know about that. I think there might be differences.
Chad, you're never going to change Chad. I don't care who you are. He's always going to stay the same.
Are you kidding? He's on skim milk now.
Yeah, you're right.
The man's on skim milk
now. He hasn't changed his haircut, his hairstyle, since 82.
Mister, I don't smoke anymore, and I go to the gym now. You both changed.
But that's not because of the show.
You've both changed.
That's not because of the show.
I think because you have an extra wife guilting you. I think I'm doing the dirty work.
It's time for a break.
Okay.
I'm feeling sick.
Okay, we'll continue this conversation another night, but we will continue this conversation.